With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At least 20,000 federal employees are accepting President Trump's buyout offer. Workers have until February 6th to accept the offer to resign and still be paid through September. Resignations are reportedly expected to increase up until the deadline. The Trump administration offered employees the buyout ahead of return-to-office requirements as part of an effort to shrink the workforce. The Trump administration is investigating instances of anti-Semitism on five college campuses. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
U.S. Department of Education investigations into allegations of anti-Semitism are opened by the Trump administration at Columbia, the University of California, Berkeley, Northwestern, U of Minnesota, and Portland State University. It's part of President Trump's promise to take a tougher stance against campus anti-Semitism and comes the same time the Justice Department announced a new task force to root out anti-Semitism on college campuses. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says Palestinians should not return to Gaza.
The Gaza thing has not worked. It's never worked. And I feel very differently about Gaza than a lot of people. I think they should get a good, fresh, beautiful piece of land, and we get some people to put up the money to build it and make it nice and make it habitable and enjoyable.
President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met at the White House Tuesday, Netanyahu becoming the first foreign leader to meet with Trump in his second term. Tulsi Gabbard and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are approved by Senate committees on party line votes. Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence, Kennedy for Director of Health and Human Services. The Senate also confirms Pam Bondi as U.S. Attorney General. Bondi's a former Florida Attorney General. This is SRN News. Well, being queer, trans queer, not much of a barrier in politics anymore.
13 members of the 119th Congress are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, tying the last Congress for the most in U.S. history. For the first time ever, a southern state elevated a homosexual candidate. Democrat Julie Johnson is representing Texas in the House. At the state level, 39 states elected at least one LGBT person to their legislature in November. And Hawaii, Iowa, and Missouri elected their first transgender lawmakers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Christian hate crimes on the rise in Western Europe, and one expert has an explanation. Paul James Griffiths is director of Scotland's Christian Heritage Edinburgh, and he says radical Muslims and radical secularists are teaming up to poison the public against the continent's historic faith. James Griffiths tells International Christian Concern from about 2013, things began to change. This is SRN News. At least six people are hurt in a shooting in the West Bank.
The Israeli military says an attacker fired at soldiers at a checkpoint in the village of Tayasir. In a tense exchange, soldiers returned fire and the attacker was killed. Israeli media reports the wounded are soldiers and at least two of them are critically injured. Hamas and the smaller Islamic Jihad militant group have praised the attack, but neither have claimed responsibility for it. Meanwhile, Israel has been carrying out an extensive operation in nearby Jenin over the past weeks to clamp down on what it says is military activity in the city. Soldiers and armed bulldozers have caused widespread damage. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
CIA reportedly offering buyouts to its entire workforce. The Wall Street Journal cites officials saying it's being done to bring the agency in line with President Trump's vision. President Trump has made downsizing the federal government one of his top priorities. More details at srnnews.com.